So, the Gospel of Mark was written by Mark, and we have looked at the document by Papias of Hierapolis that states it, that he was the translator, the editor, the secretary of St. Peter. There are two other pieces of information that help us show that Mark was the author of this Gospel, or at least had detailed knowledge of the life of Christ. The first is that John Mark is mentioned as a travelling companion of St. Paul on the first missionary journey of St. Paul, about 15 years after the death of Christ. A man is called John Mark, is with St. Paul on the journey. There's no doubt that John Mark, mentioned here, is likely the same Mark who wrote the Gospel. And then there is what scholars believe, or scholars possibly believe, is an autobiographical remark in the actual Gospel of St. Mark himself. And it happens in chapter 15. Christ is arrested, betrayed by Judas, and the guards are in a scuffle with the apostles, who are there, naturally enough, trying to rescue or protect Jesus. In the ensuing scuffle, St. Peter strikes at the ear of the high priest's servant, cuts it off, to which Christ miraculously heals him. And the men grab a young man, but don't get a firm hold of him, and they grab his cloth, which comes right off him, and this young man runs naked out of the garden. We'll look at it in a couple of audio booths from now, but many scholars point to the fact that this is Mark placing himself as an eyewitness to the events of the life of Christ.